Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I love it. How's your week going? Anything fun, exciting?
Let's see, my week. I don't really have too many exciting things. This upcoming week, I'm gonna get my nails done again. I haven't had my nails done in over a
Ooh,
year.
okay. So what are we doing? What are we doing? What color are we doing? Are we doing acrylics? I don't know what that means. Are we doing length or are we doing color only?
We're doing all fake, super long, like my OG stuff before I had a baby. I just didn't want to get like poop stuck underneath them, like baby feces. So that's why I haven't had nails.
Or
Are
are
you
you scared though to pick him up now, or like, you know, accidentally like jab him in the face?
No, he's fine. He's fine. He'll be okay. Like, honestly, like,
Respect.
yeah, like, I mean, we were walking at the mall the other day and he fell forward into a bench and had like, I think I sent you a picture of it or I told
You
you about
did.
it.
Also, I was really, really heartbroken the fact that like he is walking and you did not tell me.
Oh my God, dude, I thought I did. No, I.
No. Like, I had to know because you sent me a picture of him, like, with his skull bashed in and be like, oh, yeah, we were walking at the mall and here's his, like, fucking fate. I was like, he walks?
Oh my God, you're going to be even more mad because he's been walking since November. He started walking like 10 months.
Okay, so our friendship is now down to a C minus. Are you pregnant again? Like, is there another baby on the way that I don't know about?
Oh my God, I thought about that today actually, because like I still don't have my period and like I've been having like GI issues. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, and I felt like, I thought I felt like fluttering in my stomach and I'm like cramping and I'm like having looser stools. And I'm like,
Just poop on a pregnancy test, then you'll know.
I literally was like nauseous this morning too. And I was like, what is going on? But actually, like 2 weeks ago, I had like ovulation symptoms. Like I had like, this is gross, guys. Sorry, but like clear.
Discharge?
Yeah. Like clear discharge. So I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm probably having like a phantom period because I'm
That's
like,
what I was thinking. You might be like Danny Phantom over there.
Yeah, fucking Casper something, ghost, ghostly. but yeah, so that's pretty much my week. Like I've been having GI issues. I'm not gonna, you know, poke my kid's eye out when I get my nails done this week. And yeah, it's just been like a pretty status quo week for me. What about you?
Those are good though. Status quo weeks are good because it helps you to like have a baseline. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like clients that are like, oh, it was another boring week. Like, good. Like, boring weeks are good because that's the baseline, right? But if your life is constantly like up and down, it's like, well, is it your life or is it your perception of your life? And that's like a big thing of like kind of like our topic of athlete maturity. But before we kind of dive into that, I'm going to open a can of Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero, which is so fucking good.
I didn't even know they had blackberry. I do like Dr. Pepper. So my question is the Dr. Pepper Blackberry, is it now like, what is it, 24 flavors? Because don't they put like, isn't 23 like their signature? Like, oh, we have 23 flavors in our 23. What is it? I got to Google it now because I'm talking out of my ass. But yeah, now that there's blackberry in there, like, are they?
So here's my question. Here's my question. This might be a conspiracy theory, so buckle the fuck up. Within those 23 flavors, what if blackberry was already in it, but they turned up the dial? So what if they have like 23 versions of Dr. Pepper, and to roll out the release, they're like, you know, dialing up, like, for example, blackberry or cream soda and dialing up that flavor and then muting all the other ones.
No, you're right. Blackberry's already in there.
Yup. Yeah.
And vanilla's in there, almonds in there, caramel.
Bitch, I'm not saying I'm like an oracle, but
no,
I'm
yeah,
not saying that either.
You are a wizard.
Wizard Harry.
You're
cool. Well, no, I definitely would recommend 10 out of 10 flavor. Really do enjoy it. Let me know your guys' thoughts. But dude, Eric had such a good birthday.
Yay.
It was so good. We went through axes. He loved his coconut cake, even though I had a meltdown and almost threw it away. It's fine. I'm still working in therapy for my perfectionistic tendencies. Appreciate all the girls in my group chat hyping me up for my even layers, though. So that was really a confidence booster. But no, it was so good. We got to like throw axes. We met some friends, surprised him at like the like axe throwing place, and we hung out. And it was just a really good time to like surround ourselves with like people. And we went to the gym, and then we went on a date, and then we watched the Super Bowl, and that was fun. It was just a really good weekend, and I'm feeling very blessed, feeling very loved, feeling very full in life, which is so good because I know a lot of people, like I keep getting this question, being like, "Oh, how's prep?" And it's like, I appreciate people getting so excited for prep. I really do. But prep is, and when I say a small percentage, it's not that it's not significant, but it's not my sole focus. That doesn't mean that I slack off with what I need to do when it comes to my macros and my training and my sleep. Like that is so routine that I don't even have to think about it. It's automatic, but it's still intentional. But like, dude, ask me how my life is. I'm gonna tell you my clients are kicking ass. I am doing things on my business to be more professional with a website, maybe hiring a logo designer. I have a special project I'm working on that I'm super excited for. Like Eric's doing well with work. Like he just had his birthday. Like there's so many things that I am doing in my life that matters so much more to me than like, oh, I hit a new low. I have an ass striation now. Like it's not like that. It doesn't need to be like that for me.
That's like so funny because like you're like people are asking about prep and I was like, oh man, I feel like such a shit friend. I haven't asked you about prep,
Dude,
but
I'm
like
so
I'm asking
glad.
about prep.
I would be like, Ash, knock that shit off.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just like I feel like there's just like more important things. Like
There is, yeah.
I was like, tell Eric, I said, happy birthday, slut. Like,
Dude, that was so fucking funny. He was like, okay. He's like, am I the slut? I was like, yeah.
Eric,
Okay, I
come
need to
on.
change this background because I just see furry ears and I look like a fucking furry, and that does not fly with me.
I like it, but nonetheless, yeah, so this is actually kind of like a good segue because you're talking about prep and this isn't your first prep. And I think that this little like tied into the conversation we're gonna have is, maturing as an athlete. And the reason that like prep is a part of your life, it doesn't well, one of the reasons that it doesn't feel like it's like this monumental thing is because like you are so set in your ways as like an athlete, as a competitor, as a human, as oh yeah, that's nice background, that it doesn't feel any different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're still hitting macros, you still have cardio, sure, food's less, maybe cardio's higher, but like those are relatively the only things that have changed for you because everything you do in your day-to-day is pretty consistent. And this is what I view as a big component of like maturing as an athlete. Now, there's obviously a lot of other components that we're going to dive into, but I think that this is like a huge one when it comes to like having that athlete maturity is like game on versus like game off. And it's like that all or nothing mindset. And we've said that like 100 billion times, but I think
And yet,
for
still, people don't listen. So let's say it 100 billion one time.
right. And I think like the things that carry over into that maturity is just like knowing and understanding that this is a lifestyle and it's not just like 16 weeks, it's not 8 weeks, it's not X, Y, and Z's that you do have like obviously more flexibility in the off season than you do in prep, but like understanding that like it's not just another 8 week diet or 8 week, bad to get you to a specific goal, like you practice this day in and day out for years, like specifically you for over 5 fucking years now.
Yeah, the way that I view it, and I think how it should be viewed is rather than it being a light switch, it should be a dimmer switch. And for those of you unfamiliar, rather than light on, light off, which is again that perfectionistic black and white mindset, it is the amount of light coming through. And so in prep, yes, the dial should be more bright. It should be more bright because, yes, you want to make sure that you understand that this is a privilege to do. But it doesn't mean that you have to go like 0 to 100. It should just be an easy, seamless transition. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, the only thing that has changed in my programming is what Ash said: more cardio, less food. And I know, well, some people are like, what about posing? I've been posing the same amount as my off season as a prep. Now, granted, as I get leaner, yes, I will start putting in even more time practicing the poses, but like I know my mandatories. I've been working with a posing coach consistently during my off season. So therefore, again, it's just a seamless transition. So when Austin told me it was time, like it wasn't this like crazy stressful experience. It was like, okay, like I'll make the adjustments I need to make and we'll keep going. And that is so important as an athlete to realize that if you are going to be a bodybuilder, you need to be okay with wearing various hats at all times. And rather than things getting quote unquote dumped on the back burner, understanding that again, you're just fiddling with dials. And so I feel like a big one when it comes to athlete maturity is like being able to handle your shit and like handling stress. A lot of the times, like my clients will say, especially when it's hard, challenging times, they'll be like, just got to get through it. Or like, how many of us were like, oh, I just got to get through the holidays? Like, no, there is no getting through your life. That is a sad way to live. Don't get through it, make the most of it. And a lot of that is just perception, awareness, you know, thinking about what needs to be thought about, what can you actually control, and letting the rest go. As new time competitors, it is very easy to be so excited and overstimulated as a bodybuilder that you want to be perfect all the time and not fuck up and be on. And then you get burnt the fuck out because you feel like a fucking hermit that you can't go out and be with family or be with friends because you've got to be resting for recovery so you can go in the muscle and get all the sleep and get all the muscle on. And you just missed the point. I fucking did that. And I was a zealot for bodybuilding. I was a martyr for bodybuilding. And like, I just wasn't the thing. It was not the right decision. So when it comes to like being a mature athlete, like handling your stress, which also means that you remind yourself that you're capable of handling the hard things. You can do hard things. A lot of the times, what's difficult though is not necessarily the task in front of you. It's what you view it. It's how you view it.
Yeah, and like that's like one point I want to talk on because I know you said like, oh, we just got to get through it. And I beg to differ on that mindset because when it comes to like prep and things like that, like there are just weeks where you just kind of have to get through it in terms of like not letting your stress get out of control. So in terms of like definitely picking what is worth your mental stress is what it is. So it's like, you know, like yes, you have to get through like the low hunger and kind of just deal with it, but like also too, you don't need to get through or like make it like blow it out of proportion, in my opinion, and like handle that stress in a way that's like negatively going to impact your physique. So personally, like there's just been like, yeah, dude, like I just gotta get through, like, especially when you have like a really big carb drop. At least for me, like I'm like, I just have to get through like the next 2 days because this hunger is going to be out of control. It's going to be a little bit higher, and maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe it's because we dropped, you know, like 50 fucking carbs today for the next 2 days, and then after that, I'm like, okay, like it's fine. But like those next 2 days, I just tell myself like, hey, just get over the hill because you stressing about it, you hyper focusing on it, like, oh, I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry. Oh my God, I'm gonna die from hunger. Blah, blah, blah. Like, first of all, this is a choice. Like, you get to like, no one's holding a gun to your head. Like, you get to choose to be in a prep, and you should. Grateful that you have the opportunity to be in one. So, you know, it's like choosing to like just f I should say not get through, but like flow through it with grace and gratitude because that's essentially what you need in terms of like managing that stress and not being so hyper focused on it.
Yeah, and like what you just said to me, what I hear is you're making the most of it because you understand that you are the captain of your ship. So
Yeah.
like when I say make the most of it, I don't mean like put on rainbow pants and like unicorn farts, because like trust me, like there are going to be days where I get up and I'm going to be a raging bitch. I'm going to be hungry, my energy's going to be low, like Eric's going to sneeze and I'm going to want to fucking throat punch him. Like
Oh, yeah.
100% I know that's coming for me. And but like you said, this is a privilege. No one's holding me hostage. There's no gun to my head. Like I'm here because I chose to be. So like hoist up those big girl panties and do what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, agree. Like, another thing. Oh, I like this one. That's on the list.
She goes,
Training.
ooh.
training, quality versus quantity, because I had to learn this, like really, really learn this. And we've talked about it, like how many days we used to train versus how we're training now. And like I only train 4 days a week versus I used to train like six and have an active rest day, which was like yoga and steps and cardio. So I was like,
Arms and abs.
calves, yeah, training my calves today, which is fine, but nonetheless, like, yeah. So, but my quality of that training was dog shit, dude. Like, I could not lift any heavy weights. I was like kind of getting like a decent pump, but that's just because like my fucking volume was like 30 reps for, you know,
Yeah, it was just
hip squats for like
so much like volume that like you just your blood like has to go into that muscle tissue and all that inflammation, but like it's not like productive. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, so like and honestly, like it was one of those things where like workouts were taking me so long, so I was just trying to rush through them like to get them all done, because like each set would have, you know, 20 reps or whatever the fuck it was, and there'd be like 4 or 5 sets. Like just a lot of volume. Like the quality wasn't there, the form wasn't good enough. I didn't understand like taking training videos and reviewing them. It was just kind of like get it done. You worked really hard during that workout. I wasn't resting enough in between sets. So like definitely like that is a huge pe like portion of like my own maturity as like an athlete, and understanding that like taking more rest has been far more beneficial for me than more training days in the gym.
Yeah, especially because you have an autoimmune, and that's something where it's like it is so important to know. I mean, this holds true of anyone, but especially when you have like your body in a lot of ways working against you, like it's important to listen and understand that like if your body's begging you for rest, give it the fucking rest. So that way you can have longevity in not only like the sport, but also your own life. And so you're not like constantly feeling like you're having to deload or be sidelined or whatever. So that's good shit. I want to expand upon like the training videos because I do think a lot of people still struggle with seeing the value. And I know I did at first of sending quality training videos, making sure that like you can see your body head to toe and see your mechanics and also see your face, right? Like I will actually tell my clients, like if they have like hair in their face, like, nah, I want to see your face, put that hair up. Like not only is it fucking distracting you because you see them like like blowing their hair out of their face. Like not only is that distracting you and taking you out of your element, but like I want to see, is there passion? Is there emotion? Is there pain? Because if like Ross Flanagan, if it looks like you're at Starbucks during your training, like okay, that's a problem, right? But specifically going back to training videos, all great athletes analyze how their body moves in space, whether you are a ballerina or whether you are a fucking football player, especially since we just had the Super Bowl, right? They are analyzing how their body moves in terms of the mechanics, in terms of play design. They're seeing other players. They're seeing other players in that position play their position, and they're seeing how they stack up. Like, it is so important to do that study work, to actually like break down what, like, how you're moving and how it feels, and then also receiving that feedback from your coach. Because while you're busting ass in the gym, you want to make sure that that level of execution and the intention behind the movement aligns with your end goal. I don't care if you're a physique athlete. I don't care if you're gym pop or lifestyle. It is important to evaluate your movement in space to get the most out of your progress and your journey. So as a mature athlete, like it's not that you're taking, you know, booty photos for the gram and putting them up and like, you know, putting a BBL workout together where you just see your fucking cooch in space. Like, no, like send good quality training videos so you can receive good quality feedback from your coach.
Yeah, no, that's honestly huge. And that's like one thing that I realized, because a lot of people are like insecure and feel uncomfortable, and then they send you like that video and you're like, dude, you're fucking exercising. Like you're not even training. Like we need to train. And that's like a tough pill to swallow, because like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, like I'm doing something. And then it's like, well, that's something like at sure, starting off may help you if you've never worked out before, but like that something is going to turn into nothing, because you have to progressively move that needle forward. And that's why, like, again, videos are important, because then I can see each week like how hard you're training. And if you know, let off the gas, I'm going to be like, dude, we're not going to continue to make progress, because like your muscles get to like a threshold where it's like they continuously need more and more stimulus in order to grow. Like it's not like, oh, we can just stay here at 10 pounds forever. Like, trust me, I wish it was that way. By all means, it'd be a lot easier, but that's not the case. So, I understand like training videos are like uncomfortable, and like at first they were for me, but I think like as I've matured into the sport, I'm like, I know the beneficial of them. I know like, and like I think like the cool thing too is like kind of like what Ash said is like as you watch yourself back, like I have athletes right now that'll send me videos, and I ask them like, what are you working on, and like what do you take, my last question is like, what do you take away from this video? And they'll be like, oh man, like I can see like in my hip thrust that like my lower back is arching, that I'm rotating my pelvis, that I don't have good contraction or long enough contraction at the top. And I'm like, exactly, agreed, 100%. Like, and that's getting them to learn that, like, when we are done with our coaching client relationship here, that if you take a video, you'll be able to point out what needs work on, And I think that that's like really awesome, because sometimes when you're in the set, I know for me, like, I don't think about much. Like, I'm just like, let's go, dude. Like, I try and guess, and then I'll watch it back and I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, like, this area could be improved. So then and make that note, and then next week you would be like, okay, yeah, like I was doing lunges and my hips were opening up, they weren't staying parallel, X, Y, and Z is. So then next week when you get to it, you're like, okay, about to stabilize them hips, motherfucker,
Exactly. And like you said, like an athlete, you took notes. It's one thing to take a video. It's another thing to analyze it. It's a third thing to write it fucking down. Because don't tell me if it's Tuesday and you're doing leg curls and you're like, oh, like I can definitely see in this video, like my low back is like doing that hip dip thing to get that extra range of motion because you're not bracing properly. Oh, I'll remember it next week. Next week comes by, you're taking the same goddamn video and it looks like a fucking seesaw back there. And you're like, God damn it. And then you look at your notes section, bum, bum, ba-dum, it's blank. Okay. Take notes. Love that.
And I think it's like, yeah, and it's good to like analyze that, because then it's like each week, like if you're not working on it, like you're not getting any better, like you're taking the same videos, the same shit, like at least write down what you need to fucking do to progress, right? Because it's to always get better. Speaking of getting better, one of the biggest things I think that gets better as you mature as an athlete is like your nutrition, the quality of nutrition, the choices you make, learning about, like, at least for me, the biggest thing for me was like, and I know we're the same way, is like obviously like if it fits in your macros, and then like transitioning like foods that actually have like more nutritional value to provide us like nutrients, like those micros, obviously macros, minerals, things like that, that like actually aid in like good fucking health.
Yeah, it's like the if it fits your macros or like volume hacking, like it is one of those things where it again, it's because of how young your mind is, even if you're like quote unquote old biologically in you're like 40 years old, like your master's competitor or whatever, and you're still doing this. It's like it's not like a biological age, it's a mental age. It's how you view it, it's your perception of how you body build that develops and matures, which is why it's like when you understand that food can be both nourishing and tasty and goal supporting, and that it doesn't have to have this like life or death experience or this like this death grip control of, oh, I gotta like volume hack and I gotta make sure I can fit in all my snacks and treats. Like that's a very powerful tool when it comes to utilizing a free meal or even challenging your perception of your nutrition, where it's like you don't necessarily need to like be eating junk to feel happy. In fact, you'll probably feel a lot better if you don't, but it's like not needing more, just wanting, because it's completely normal for a standard person, like a regular civilian off the street, to like overeat sometimes or to overindulge. But it's whether or not they hyperfixate and dwell and ruminate and chastise themselves, or whether or not they're just like, eh, I overate, I'm a little uncomfortable, move on, right? It is just the amount of time and attention you give to like either fuck ups or your nutrition as a whole. Because I can tell you right now, the amount of hours I used to play Macro Tetris on MyFitnessPal to sneak in snacks, holy shit.
Dude, it used to, this is so disgusting. It used to be like my favorite thing, because I would plan my macros for the next day, like the night before. And I would be like, oh, I can't wait to go home and get in bed at 9:30 tonight and just sit on my phone and plan my macros and what I'm gonna eat and titrate it to like get perfect zeros and have this snack in there. Like, I used to look forward to that and like literally sit there for like 30, 40 minutes trying to Tetris all that shit in there. And now I'm like, Holy fuck, I don't want to do a macros ever again. Give me a goddamn meal plan. I don't even care. Like, I don't even care the numbers on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, at one point, like, I was so hyper focused on that. And then it becomes limiting because it does have that chokehold on you and that you're giving it so much time and like unnecessary attention that you could be using for, you know, so many other things like within your program, within your life. Like, just honestly, like, within. Because there's so many things that like suffer when it comes to prep, and I mean that in like the nicest way, but like relationships suffer, sleep suffers, like there are a lot of areas, like mental health suffers, like it's the reality of it, guys. Like, as much as we like to say it's like rainbows and butterflies, it's not every day. So it's like you putting all that time and energy into something that like really isn't going to be that beneficial for you in terms of like stress, you could be putting it elsewhere and you're gonna show up a lot fucking better and you're gonna be less mentally stressed too, in my opinion.
Exactly. And if you are someone that doesn't like want to rock with a meal plan, like I don't like Austin doesn't give me a meal plan. I do my macros. And so if you are a macros person, like yes, you will have to organize your nutrition, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't like get within a certain like grace period. So, like for example, like my clients are like 3 to 5 grams of protein and like 2 to 3 grams of fat, and the carbs are the same as the protein. But like you shouldn't be spending hours trying to like figure out like the maximum amount of food that you can get. Like organize your nutrition so it makes sense to support your goals, but don't hyperfixate, don't dwell. But then also remind yourself if, you know, Eric ate the last tomato and I had a tomato planned, I'm not gonna fucking like give him a swirly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna give him a wet willy. Like I'm like, okay, we have bell peppers. Perfect. I'll have bell peppers instead. So again, it's not that like lining up your nutrition for your success is bad. It's how you think about it and whether or not you like let it take away from your presence and your future because of the fact that you're dwelling or hyperfixating or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do what you need to do to be successful is like a great mantra when it comes to your training, your communication, how you handle your stress, your nutrition, all of that shit. A big one that I want to touch on is like communicating with your coach. And that is something that is developed through time. Not only time in the sport as an athlete, but also like with your coach. And you have to understand your communication style and your coach's communication style. And again, it is a relationship, right? So it's making sure that you guys have two things in common, at least, right? You have the prioritization that you guys are working toward some end goal, right? Like you guys have this agreement and alignment when it comes to what you want to accomplish together. And then you both are working toward it. You as the client, checking off your boxes, you're being immersed in your programming, you're challenging yourself, you are striving to get better. Your coach is in. They are having good customer service. They are professional. They are leading you. They have good response times. They're making sure that within your programming, you are being challenged so you level up. They're maintaining boundaries so they can service you at a higher level, right? Again, as much as we get involved and it is a very intimate thing, depending upon like the coach that you work with, you as the client, you as the athlete are paying for a service, right? So you still want to make sure you're being serviced. But with that also comes to understand that there are boundaries and things that you do not cross when it comes with communication, because at the same time, like we are coaches. Right. We are not doctors. We are not therapists. And to some extent, we are also not like your best friends. It does not mean that we can't develop a friendship throughout our time together, but there are certain things that you should and probably should not talk about when it comes to your coach, especially if it's like a opposite sex thing. Like, we need to be professional. Like, there are some things, like, I'm not going to talk about like my fucking sexual health and like what positions Eric and I like to play with my plumber. You don't need to be talking that with your coach. I'll tell Ash that, but not my plumber.
Well, like I think like at first, like people like because you know we're always like, hey, like we're coaches, like we appreciate communication, but like people have like an oversharing problem, and it's like an oversharing problem with things that are unrelated to that coaching client relationship and like what we're trying to do here. Like, you know, we had a whole podcast on communication and things like that. But I think as you become a mature athlete, like you also start to learn like what is needed, what is important, what is not. Like, you know, I think even in previous times I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. X, Y, and Z happened. And now I'm just like, dude, I'm stressed. Like that's all I need to communicate. Like I'm stressed. I know it. Like it's showing in my physique. I look watery. I don't feel good. point blank, like, you know, versus like, well, I woke up late, so I was like really, really stressed because I, you know, didn't eat breakfast on time, and then my workout was cut short. And it's like, that's not necessarily necessary unless you're asking for like, hey, like I keep waking up late, like I don't know what's going on, like I need help to figure out like why I'm oversleeping, why I can't get up. Okay, cool, like let me help you dive in, but I don't need the gist of it. Like it's like, oh, well, I woke up late because.
Because I was watching the Super Bowl and watching fucking Eagles dominate Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And like that's like the thing too as a mature athlete, like on the hindsight, like is you learn to problem solve a lot. You learn to figure out how to also like get better within like your protocols, is like so to speak. So it's like, hey, like your coach says, like, you know, get these steps in this day. Like there's been times where I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna walk a little bit faster, you know, like things like that. Like you learn to like either problem solve or improve on your own without having like someone be like, hey, you should, you know, maybe pick up 5 pounds more this week in the gym. Like you should be, no, like I'm ready to go. Like I can see that I need more X, Y, and Z.
Exactly. That intention, because you're paying attention. You're not just like mindlessly going through life. Again, there's a difference between like automation, like how Ash and I live. It's a lot of it is automation, but that does not mean it is careless. It does not mean it is mindless. It's just because we put in the time and attention needed to where our foundation, that habit is so fucking sturdy. She's there. But like it is like fucking an earthquake could come in and we would just figure it the fuck out. Like Ash lost power. I forget how many months ago. This bitch was fucking grilling chicken boobies and I think she grilled an egg. Like she figured it the fuck out. She didn't make excuses. Like that took time for her to sit her ass down and figure out how to be successful. But like if she did not think about it, it would definitely would be overwhelming. So again, it's not that you shouldn't ask for help, but problem solve first, right? Like, it's don't strive to be spoon-fed, I guess, because like if you become reliant off your coach, like then you're not growing in the ways that you could be growing. So like dare to try, dare to fail. It's okay to fail. It's okay to learn from those failures because you will get better because of them. And if you try something and it doesn't work, then ask for help. But it's like don't count yourself out before you even try, because long story short of coaching, like, we're not going to ask you to, or, okay, we, me and Ash, are not going to ask you to do something that you're not capable of handling. Like, yeah, it's going to be hard, but you're capable of handling hard stuff.
No, and like that's like something that like I actually kind of get a rise out of, like being able
Ash
to,
gets a throbbing massive erection.
yeah, from like being able to like do hard shit. Like I seriously, this is like shitty, but like I actually I don't know shitty, but like I love when like the world's falling down on me, and I'm like, oh yeah, like my world's on fire. Like I don't know, like last week or something, like my dog ran away, my kid couldn't stop screaming, I burned or I cooked my fucking sourdough. I'm trying to meal prep. Like, it was just like fucking insane. I'm sure I probably had like 1,000 steps and it was like 5 p.m. I probably have no steps right now, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, yeah. And I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna figure this shit out. I'm gonna check all my fucking boxes. And I love it. Because I know at the end of that, like how accomplished I feel and how good that feels. So it's like, you know, there's that stupid saying of like, you either sink or you swim. But like, it takes time, you know, to be able to constantly swim without like feeling overwhelmed. And like I love that shit because like one, it challenges me, but like, you know, 6 months ago or 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever, it's probably like 2 or 3 years ago, I would have like days like that and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. And now I'm like, dude, like it ain't nothing but a thing. I'm gonna get my shit done. Like I'm gonna get
Exactly.
and like I feel so good that like trust me, I don't want my world to be on fire every fucking day because I'd probably have to be in like a mental asylum. But like I mean I'd probably lose my shit for sure. But it's like rewarding to me knowing that like I've gotten to a point where I'm capable of like problem solving, still making sure like my goals, my priorities are taken care of, that I'm not just saying fuck it because one, I know how good it feels at the end of the day, and two, like that essentially fills my cup up. It really does. Like it and that's what like, you know, so many people are always like, oh my God, like you look so good postpartum, you look amazing, like I can't believe it, it's a shock. And I was like, is it really that big of a shock? Because like I have been doing this, I'm just getting better, I'm problem solving, I'm doing what's asked of me, and then I'm communicating if I need more help. I mean, like there was a time where, you know, I communicate with my coach like, hey, I'm 2 months postpartum. Like, I can't go back to 4 days. I can only do 3 days of training. So you need to figure out a program that aligns with me being a bikini athlete, hitting legs however many times, the right amount of volume that I can handle with 3 days. So figure it the fuck out. I pay you, do it, get it done. It was done. And that, like, but that comes with like me communicating, like, you know.
Exactly. But you also took ownership, which is another point that we're going to make, is you have to understand that when you hire a coach, you did that. Like, you took control, you hired a coach. You understood that you have something that is important to you that you can't do on your own, that you are asking for help. It is your goal. It's what you want to accomplish. Dog, take fucking ownership and pride of that. That means something to you. You are not just paying this to have someone to tell you what to do because you're paying for a friendship. Like this is not an escort service. This is a client coach relationship because you have shit you want to handle. So handle it. Take pride in that. Take ownership. Again, it's not going to be rainbows and butterfly dicks and all that stuff. It's going to be hard. But dude, like Ash said, you get such a high from handling the hard stuff because you're proud of the work that you're doing for yourself on yourself. That is so good. Like, that is so fucking good. And I get you can take it a step too far because then you can become addicted to productivity and all of that shit. But again, like we talked about with the dimmer switch, within the right dosages, it's healthy. It's actually, believe, got shot, spoiler alert, it's actually healthy to have some level of anxiety in your life. Like, I get some of y'all want to be sticking fucking Morphocalm up your asshole to like calm down, but like, you need to have some level of anxiety in your life so you are productive and get things done. If you were just like a smooth sailing Sally that didn't like have any urgency in her life, shit wouldn't get done. So it's like, understand that in the right dosages, like, that's how you are successful, but take ownership in that.
Yeah, you want to make sure your adrenals work, like that I have
Yeah, or else
like,
you're, what is it? It's like Cushing's and fucking Addison's. It's like spectrum.
right. It's like, yeah, you just want like that. Sometimes I just like get anxiety throughout the day or whatever, like, you know, and I'm just like, oh yeah, they're still working in case a bear started chasing me. I'm good to go. Cause like, I mean, you talk about like adrenal like fatigue and like insufficiency, and like if you didn't have that, you'd be like, fuck yeah.
Like, you
So
want to be Addison. You don't want to be that bitch. She's dead.
yeah, she's not good. We don't like her. So yeah, sometimes it's just like, I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't like to be stressed all the time, but like having anxiety is like it's motivating and it like shows you, it exposes you on areas that you need to work on.
Lastly, and the last piece, especially bitch, she says exposing, and the last one's mental health, which I have therapy tonight at 6. I'm doing a good job, but literally the fucking mental health side of bodybuilding and even like lifestyle gen pop, however you want to identify when it comes to working with a coach, you got to take care of that mental health. And you also have to understand with all the other points that we touched on in the podcast that it's still your job and responsibility to work with someone that is a professional and licensed mental health therapist, psychological person, whatever the fuck you want to call them, because your coach is not qualified to do that. And they can't like help you. Like, they can give you some level of like guidance and referrals, but they cannot help you in the way that a therapist can help you. And I know Ash and I just are just fucking, we cream our shorts for therapy, but like, there's a reason. And there's a reason why our clients that are very successful work with therapists. It's because they give you the tools to touch on how to win, how to handle your stress, how to communicate, how to have self-confidence. That is part of a well-balanced brain. It really is. So while you're kicking ass in the gym and with your nutrition and all the other things you're working on with your coach, your therapist has your back with the mental health. And it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you a pussy. It doesn't do anything that society tells you that you're weak for asking for help when you need it. In fact, again, when you have the courage to ask for help and know that you need it and have that self-awareness, then you can finally break the chains off. Because a lot of the times when you have anxiety, depression, insomnia, like me, OCD out the fucking ass, it feels like you're in a goddamn prison. But
Oh
when
yeah.
you realize that you're the one with the fucking handcuffs and key and you get the help, then guess what? Rather than swallowing the key, you can actually unlock the fucking chains.
I don't have anything to say because that was so good, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
Dude. That was like really good. Like, I'm gonna use that, like, to tell some of my athletes, like, you have the key, you can unlock your handcuffs, like, set yourself free. Wow.
But that's the thing is maturing as an athlete though, because that's how you mature is you take your small child mindset around how you live life and you realize that you don't have to do this out of fear anymore. But you realize that you get to grow into this mature person. But if you still have the cuffs on, you still have the training wheels on, you ain't never gonna learn how to ride a bike. You ain't never gonna trust yourself to try. And that's how you develop that resiliency as a mature athlete.
Yeah, no. And I mean, like, that's why, like, you can go far in the sport. Like, the people who don't do more than like multiple seasons, or like they do multiple preps back to back, like they get burnt out so quickly because they don't take the time to mature and learn and grow on the back end of everything. So I think, like, if you want to have longevity in the sport, then like you obviously need to have that maturity. And one of the biggest things that we didn't really touch on, but it goes along with like the mental, and I think this is like a good question to end on, and for all of you guys to even ask yourselves, and think this over, is like, why did you get into competing? What is your And that is going to, really create maturity, I think, in all avenues of your life. Because, like, for me, I got into competing because I wanted to change my body. And that was shitty. And that's why it was failed. And that's why I had a binge eating disorder after my first season. And, like, I didn't have fun. And then, like, now I'm like, wow, like, changing your body is fun. But, like, I like to do this because, like, I like doing hard work. I like pushing myself. One of my biggest things in prep is like, I like prep because it's so hard and it forces me to try and still maintain like everything outside of prep, like have a good relationship, still be happy, try not to have as many mood swings. Like, those are the things that like I like to work on in prep because it shows me that like when life is so fucking hard, like I still have to be like resilient to some point and I can't just blame it on, oh, well, it's prep. Like, no, the world is still spinning. There are still problems. There are still things I have to take care of that are so unrelated to prep. Prep is just challenging me more to like force myself to do it in a hard way. And that's why I enjoy it so much. Like, I enjoy this process. I enjoy living this life. But at first, it wasn't like that. And I think like that mindset is like a huge like mental maturity for me. And I know probably a lot of people as well.
I like it. Any other final closing thoughts?
No, what are you grateful for?
Ooh, I was about to ask you that.
You're the best.
What am I thankful for? I am just, I feel like this is kind of like dumb because I said it last week, but like I'm thankful that Eric had a great birthday. I'm thankful that our friends were able to love on him. I am thankful for the fact that the weekend as a whole was just so full of life and goodness. And like we're just so blessed to be where we are at in our marriage, financially, with my business, with his career. Like I am just so thankful because there was a time when things were just so beyond hard that it felt like we had no hope, that life was pointless and hopeless. And we are here now, and we can look back on all the hardship and be like, we did that. And we did that together and we grew together. So I'm thankful not only for his birthday, but for him and our marriage and the strength that we have built together because I have a damn good life. And like, I wouldn't want anything to change about it right now.
That's good. I love that. I'm happy for you guys. It's really
Maybe I change. You know what? I would change one thing. I want to learn how to braid hair. Because you're always like kicking ass over there. And I'm just like.
I know. It's like funny because like I'll braid my hair like during my leg days on the treadmill. Isn't that something? Like, yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. Like, I'll send you a video of me. Like, I
I
get to.
just. What I want instead is I want you to teach me how to do it. Because like I could like braid this from here. But like when I try to do a French braid, it's just like. It don't look right.
Oh, girl, I'll send you a tutorial. Don't you
Are
worry.
blessed. What are you thankful for, though, bitch?
I'm actually thankful for you.
Little old me.
No, honestly, like this last week, like obviously I just been having a lot of like stress and things going on and change within my life. And you have definitely like showed up when I needed you to, just like in every avenue of my life, just supporting me through my changes, helping me make decisions or guiding me in the right way, taking like your opinions and thoughts of like what you think would be best for me in my life, I think is like really profound. And I appreciate that because I know it's coming from a spot of love and not judgment. And like you are just like obviously the person that I need right now. And it's making my life hell of a lot easier when it's been such a tough week. So I'm grateful for you.
I'm like trying not to be emotional right now. Like, I know it's okay to cry, but like, damn, that's how you know it's love. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's love, but also something's coming your way tomorrow.
What? Stay
Something's
tuned.
coming. Something's coming. We need a funny question. But also, I love you and I thank you for that. That was really sweet. And whenever I'm in the thick of it and I hate myself and I want to like burn my face on a hot pad or something, I'll need to listen to this.
Ooh, yeah, no, you're not gonna burn your face. But funny question. So, or I don't know if it's, I guess it's a question. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten in a prep?
So the only the you guys you have to if you're new to this one, welcome. But two, you have to understand the first time and really only time I prepped, I did two shows, but I was vegan at the time. So it's like, you know, what could be weird is like obviously subjective. And so I could say like, oh, I made like, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's either seitan or seitan, but like seitan, it's vital wheat gluten. It's literally just fucking gluten. And you can make nuggets out of them, like chicken nuggets, but it's literally just gluten. So like your Hashimoto's like it just burn you to the ground. But like,
Sounds disgusting.
dude, it oh, I'm so glad I eat meat. Holy shit.
Yes.
But yeah, seitan nuggets, like seitan nuggets were weird. A lot of the vegan mock meats were fine, but those were definitely like I lied to myself so hard. Like I gaslit myself so fucking hard that these shits were good. Eric's like, no, they're fucking not. And I'm like, yeah, they're great. They're air fried. And I'm like, it's just, it was bad. But honestly, I feel like the most fucked up shit was just like the copious amounts of mustard you would put on everything just to feel something tangy inside of you moving around. You know what I'm saying? Or like the wall. Oh, no, I know. Walden Farms. I was a whore for Walden and his farm.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So like one of the grossest things like for me was like those zucchini oats.
Yep.
And I would pour literally half the bottle of Walden Farms syrup on there. And so I would do like zucchini, like
Yep.
literally like 10 grams of fucking oats, all of that Walden's farm fucking bullshit. And then I think I would put, it was either egg whites or like chicken breasts in there and just like eat it all together. And like I was like, oh man, dude, like it was bad. Yeah.
Dude, I feel that on like a spiritual level, only I would take it one step fucking further if you even could. Because again, I wasn't vegan, so I didn't have egg whites or chicken. So it was probably like protein powder. But then like Walden Farms, they not only do they have like their sugar-free cancer syrups, but like they have like peanut butter and
Oh, I tried it once, dude. I couldn't. You're disgusting. You are fucking disgusting. If
I tried the peanut butter and the peanut butter was vile, so I didn't actually put it on there, but they had this like marshmallow whipped topping.
yeah, no, I know
Yeah.
exactly what you're talking about. I tried that too. I shit my brains out after that.
Dude, that was just like just it was because it was like, oh, it's like zucchini bread. Bitch, no it ain't. Shut the
Oh,
fuck up.
that's fucking horrible that you ate
Dude.
that. Oh.
Like the like real talk though, the fact that I don't have an autoimmune is like
Yeah.
just a fucking gift. It is a gift. Like I feel like Poseidon right now. Like it was a gift from Poseidon.
No, honestly, like it's remarkable that you literally don't have an auto. I think I said that to you before because it's absolutely fucking insane.
I mean, like real talk though, it actually is. Like if you like all bullshit aside, because like my mom has some like autoimmune multiple sclerosis, like some bullshit. So like genetically, like I probably do have like the fucking shit ass to like have that gene flipped on. So the fact that like I'm still kicking and my body's not kicking itself, like God bless.
God, I was just looking at the ingredients in Walden Farms.
Please
It's
don't.
like toxins.
She's like parabens, sulfates, like.
I'm just like, wow, there's like nothing good in here. Water.
Water, God bless. Hit my water this week, coach. Down myself in Walden Farm syrup.
Oh my God, it does provide one. The whipped butter spread provides one fiber, 1 gram of fiber.
God bless.
One starch, probably.
One starch.
Fuck. That's insane. Alrighty, guys. I think that's all we got. Ew. So
All right,
gross.
we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Adios.